It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello and welcome to our Talking Flicks to episode. We send one of our listeners off to check out a movie and we get them to come on and talk about it and give us their honest opinion. Let's introduce today's Talking Flickster. Well, we've had him on before. He's a regular. Duncan, hello.
Hi, JT. How are you?
Very good, thank you, my friend. How have things been?
That's good. Yeah, really good. Had fun seeing movies lately. There's some cool ones coming up. So, I'm stoked.
Well, today's movie is Gladiator 2, and we'll get to that in just a tick. Before we do, though, let's just do a quick roll call. JT here. Duncan?
Yeah, that's me.
Mr. Lee? Mr. Lee? Oh, okay. Well, look at that. It appears he's not here today, Duncan. What's going on? I don't know. He's
off bludging, I think.
Mate, you come on the show and he decides to have a day off. I'm just not. I don't know. I think we just need to really set the tone here. This is really sad. I think this is. And you know what?
I'm heartbroken.
It doesn't surprise me, Duncan. We hit 50 episodes last week, and look at that. He didn't make 50.
Oh, he's off celebrating. Cocktails on a beach somewhere.
Probably. Wouldn't surprise me. So, no Mr. Lee today. He did phone in a sickie. So we do hope that he will be joining us again for Friday's podcast. So, Duncan, you get to step up. You can hop into Mr. Lee's seat today because I'm looking at it. It's very bare. His little microphone sitting over there. So you're in the hot seat, my friend. How do you feel about that? Because yeah, mate, there's some big shoes to fill, not?
Oh, it's a bit daunting. He's got a lot of knowledge. I don't know if I know as much as he does, but I'll definitely give it a crack.
Well, I've got to say, Duncan, it's great to have a professional on the show with me today. So,
first time for everything.
You know what? I'm sure you and your research will give this a real professional polish. So I hope Mr. Lee's having a good time wherever he is, and I'm sure you will do this show justice today. Dunk, look, let's talk about Gladiator 2. We'll play the trailer in just a second, but before we do, you went along to check it out. You were there pretty much, from opening night. What did you think of the sequel?
I had a lot of fun in it. I thought that the highlights for me were the opening battle where the Roman army invades Numidia in North Africa, the creative and chaotic fighting scenes inside the arena, the nostalgic connections to the original, the twists and turns provided by the villains. There was a lot to like. Paul Mescal does a great job as Lucius. I couldn't connect with him in the same way I did in the first movie with Maximus. They have lived very different lives. I didn't feel as much sympathy or compassion for Lucius and what he'd been through as I did with Maximus. So I didn't feel as connected to him, emotionally as I did with Maximus. But even though the movie's longer as well, I just didn't feel like enough time was invested into exploring Lucius under his rugged exterior. He's filled with anger and he's a great fighter. I just didn't feel as maybe as much heart from him as I did with Maximus in the first movie. But I think maybe there just needed to be a little bit more time given to flesh out some of the characters. But the movie's 2.5 hours long. It's already a really long movie. It does fly by. I never felt bored at any moment. But it feels like they could have even had another half an hour just to really delve a bit deeper into some of the characters. So maybe there'll be a director's cut one day and we might get to see a bit more from them.
Maybe. Well, let's jam that 2.5 hours into a couple of minutes trailer.
It is an art.
Choosing gladiators. They're usually prisoners of war.
I claim this city for the glory of Rome.
You have something in you. Rage. Never let it go. It will carry you to greatness. I own you now. But whose head could I give you to satisfy your fury?
The general will do. Rome has taken everything from me.
but I will have my vengeance.
There is plenty of pain waiting for you in the next life. I don't know why you are so greedy for it in this one.
Your Majesties.
This is your gladiator.
It is. I have the trust of the Emperor.
It will clear my path to the throne.
You will be my instrument.
I will never be your instrument in this life or the next.
Lucius, take your father's strength. His name was Maximus, and I see him in you.
Most fighters won't survive.
You must help him.
Strength among us! I don't fight for power. I fight the free roam for men like them.
Your name will be forgotten!
To restore order, I must have power.
Everything is forgotten in time. Empires fall, so do emperors.
This is war! Real war!
The odds are against you.
The odds are always against me.
Ready to ramp!
Yeah, it's pretty epic. And Duncan, can you believe it was 24 years ago we got the very first Gladiator?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, year 2000.
Yeah, 24 years.
Yeah.
With the Gladiator 2, it's actually set, about 16 years after the death of Maximus, so not the full 24.
Yeah, that's right. I noticed that, you know, that was the reason why they recast the actor that played Lucius. You know, if you remember back to the original Gladiator in 2000, the little boy Lucius, the actor that played him, he didn't actually reprise the role in Gladiator 2 because, yeah, there's 24 years since the movie came out, but only 16 years in the story. So to get, you know, Lucius played the right age in the sequel, they had to recast him.
Yeah, very good. Well, last week, our talk and flicks to Alison, she had this question for you.
Does Gladiator 2 reference or pay homage to the original movie that had Russell in it?
Yeah, it does. It's definitely connected. When Gladiator 2 starts out, there is like an opening kind of animation in the opening credits, and it does show you the events of the first movie. So, I mean, I guess it references it in that way to start with. Bit of a blurb that tells you how it's connected. There's some actors that have come back. The actress that plays Lucius's mum, she returns in the sequel. What else have you got? It is in the trailer, so this isn't a spoiler, but you do see Maximus's armor. So there's that connection as well. I don't think you have to have seen the original to understand the second one. It definitely follows on from it. It is connected. But I think you could still have a good time, even if you didn't understand every connection to the first one.
We were speaking off the podcast just about graphics and things like that, CGI that plays such an important part in this movie. Whereabouts do we see the CGI? Is it more so in the Colosseum area? Like, where do you think that it really stands out in this movie and it needed to be used compared to the first one?
I think where I noticed that it stood out the most was anytime animals were involved. There is like a small monkey that is like paired to a certain character, and that's very obviously a real monkey playing that. But there are some scenes where, you know, there's sharks in the water, there's rhinos in the Colosseum, there's monkeys, and it's very clear that they aren't real. And I mean, that isn't shocking to anybody. They're not going to get real monkeys in there attacking the actors. But you can visually notice that the most when it comes to the big fights, like the naval battle or the battle at the start of the movie. Like, they can't do everything there practically, and we all know that, but I think it's all very convincing. I think the only time it's quite obvious that it is animation is when there are those sort of big, crazy animals fighting.
And it's also been said as well in a lot of reviews, being a little bit violent in parts, so you've got a bit of that blood and gore going on. And we saw a lot of that in the first film as well, in some of the fighting scenes. Do you see a lot of that come across in Gladiator 2? Is that what you were seeing when you watched the movie?
Yeah, I think it's bloodier, and it has, you know, more dismemberment. So if you like action movies, you're always going to cheer when there's a fun death or some crazy violence in the battles. You know, you wouldn't go and see it if you weren't going to enjoy that side of it. I think it's kind of bloodier and more violent than the first movie for sure. They stepped it up.
Well, speaking of the first movie, now that grossed in around 465-odd million. It became the second highest grossing film of that year back in the 2000s. It won 5 Academies, including Best Picture, which is a massive award. Even Rusty picked up one for Best Actor. Could you see Gladiator 2 getting those kind of accolades? And could we see it potentially up for maybe some Oscars?
Honestly, I don't think so. Not to say it's not a good movie, but I don't think it's going to become that instant classic that the first movie did. It is bigger. I wouldn't necessarily say it's better. Like I was saying before, there was a lot more heart and soul in the first movie, I felt. Like, you really felt for Maximus with what his family went through, how much he'd given up, but he just had to finish the fight for his family. And the storyline in Gladiator 2 mirrors the first one a lot, like very similar kind of plot. But I just didn't feel as emotionally invested. The action is definitely stepped up. There's a lot more of everything, but I think the thing that made the first one such a classic was how much heart it had, sort of, you know, underneath all the dirt and grime, that I don't feel the second one has. I think it tries, but I don't know if it's just Russell Crowe's performance in the first one or, you know, exactly what happened to his family and what he had to overcome. But I don't feel it's on the same level that way in the sequel. So I'm not sure if it will, you know, win any big awards. I mean, you never know. I think if it did, I think the person in the movie that could win an award is probably Denzel Washington, because his performance was easily the best out of the whole cast, I felt, and he was probably my favourite part of the movie. So I could see him maybe being up for an award. As far as the rest of the movie, I'm not sure.
It's always hard when you've got an original and a sequel, because the original will always be better, generally in most cases. It's quite uncommon that you will hear that the sequel is better than the original. But do you think Ridley Scott, the kind of director he is, I guess, do you think maybe he's looking for a new generation of Gladiator fans, and that could be behind maybe some of the twists in this particular movie and some of the changes in which he's made?
Yeah, definitely. Like, someone like me, when I'm seeing a sequel to a movie, I have to watch the original first. Like, I need to know where the story came from, you know, what to expect for the next installment. But I think for a lot of people, like you're saying, for a new generation, there'd be a lot of viewers out there that don't feel the need to go back. Like, a lot of people might just go, oh, let's go to a movie this weekend. What's on? Okay, we'll go and see that. So there might be people out there seeing Gladiator 2 with no knowledge of the events of the first movie. And that might be better for them, because then they won't have that comparison kind of looming in the background the whole time. So you might be right. Like, anyone that's seen the original Gladiator is going to go, okay, let's go see what they've done next. But there'll be a bunch of people out there with no ties to the original that will want to go and see it, and they'll have a great time. So, yeah, I think bringing it in 24 years later is not bad, because you'll have a whole fresh slate of an audience, you know, that can love it. And then all the people that know the original, they can come along too.
Yeah, like I would have been in like year six when that film came out. So, you know, you'd have some kids that were born in 2000. Yeah, it's 24 years now, so they've got a completely different audience that could be going on to see the movie. But Ridley Scott, let's talk about him. Are you a fan of Ridley's work? Is that something that you've looked up to?
Yeah, I've enjoyed his movies across the years. I remember when I was a kid watching White Squall a lot. That was the movie about the crew, the crew of teenage boys on a ship, and then they're out at sea and there's the massive white squall, like a freak wave, and they have to kind of deal with that. I think it was a true story, but you know, I watched that when I was a kid, and then I remember seeing Black Hawk Down at the cinema when it came out, and everybody loves that movie. That's a classic. Most recently, probably The Martian, with Matt Damon. I love that movie. Blade Runner.
Wasn't that a classic? Yeah.
Yep, for sure. The original Alien is my favorite in the Alien franchise. And even though not that many people like it, I really like Prometheus. So there's another one. So, yeah, I do like quite a few of his movies.
He's done some fantastic movies. Well, let's get into talking about some of the acting in the film. Now, most of the cast have chosen to have British accents, which is quite interesting given the fact that Paul Mescal, I think he's Irish, and then you've got who's the other guy too? You've got Pedro Pascal, who's Chilean/American. So, and then you've got Denzel Washington, obviously, who he hasn't changed his accent. He keeps his, which is great. He's sticking to the original. Did you notice the change of voices when you were watching the movie?
They didn't really stand out to me that much. Like Denzel used his American accent. You can definitely hear that. But his character does address why he speaks that way. I think I remember everybody else speaking in a British accent. Pedro just sounded like Pedro always sounds like to me. Maybe Paul did sound a bit Irish. I can't really picture the accents that well, except that Denzel was definitely American. Like that was the standout because he was the only one.
Yeah, I was saying with Mr. Lee last week when we spoke about the movie for the first time, I was saying that was what I was looking forward to the most, was seeing what Denzel does, because I guess all eyes might have been on Paul Mescal perhaps, because he's stepping into the shoes of Rusty's character and things like that in that particular type of role. But yeah, so a lot of people are saying that Denzel was the standout, and from reports from today, that obviously is definitely the case.
Yeah, he's definitely the standout of the cast, just because he's so likable, but he's very menacing as well, and he kind of moves back and forth between his different vibes. He's really charismatic. He's funny. He's also – he can be pretty bad. So he's always keeping you guessing, and, like, you like him, and then you're like, hang on, should I be liking him?
I know.
He's really fun. He really steals the show.
Do you think he plays the villain well? Because usually we see him as being he's the good guy in most Denzel movies we see.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he does do very well as a villain, because he kind of does that. He feels like he manipulates you in that. He is so charismatic, and you really warm up to him really quickly, but then, I don't know, while he's maybe betraying the trust of people in the movie, like, you also feel like he's betraying you as well, because you're like, hang on, like, I liked you as a character, and, like, you seem really cool, and now I don't know what to think. He's really fun.
Costumes and props, look, these are always a major part of any movie, and from what I've seen from Gladiator 2, they look outstanding. How they can... Yeah, take you back to those medieval days. What did you think of the costumes and the props and things like that in Gladiator 2?
Well, I'm not a history buff, so I can't really speak on the accuracy of things. Like, I couldn't say, oh, they didn't wear that, or that didn't exist back then. So everything looked great to me. Like Denzel's covered in bling, and he always looks really loud and flamboyant. His outfits are really cool. the two emperors, who are also villains, they're just always covered in gold, and they just look rich and powerful. Lucius and Acacius, they always look very authentic and stylish. Just like the weaponry and the furniture, all the settings, just everything looks, you know, like it should, I guess. Like I said, I don't know accurately if that's exactly how it looks, but I assume it is. I assume they do their research and they make it look as accurate as they can. So I couldn't see anything that didn't look authentic to me. I thought everything looked great. It feels like you're there, you know.
Do you reckon that there could very well be a Gladiator 3? Could we be waiting another 24 years to perhaps see the next Gladiator? Or do you think that now with the storyline and where it's at, you know, the race is pretty much done?
I feel like they don't need to, in that I don't think they really needed to make a sequel to the original Gladiator. Where the original Gladiator tied off, it was like a full coherent story. It didn't end on a cliffhanger. It felt like a full package. But, you know, as I read, they've been talking about the idea of a sequel since 2001, like the year after the first one came out. So maybe it was part of the vision all along, and it just feels unnecessary in ways now because it is so much later. But they make it work, you know, that they tied the story in. It definitely feels like there was a story to be told that they needed to bring out in the sequel. I'm not sure where it could go in the third one. Like, I'm not sure whether they'll do more with the characters from the sequel, or would they make a whole nother standalone movie? I guess it's really up to Ridley Scott. I think I would definitely see another one if they made one. And if they didn't, I think that's fine as well.
Beautiful. Well, let's throw five chalk tops your way, Dunk. So you've got, and you've done this before, you're a champion at this. Obviously, one not being great to five being awesome. What is your score for Gladiator 2?
I would say, considering how much fun I had, even though, like I've explained, you know, there was kind of maybe a lack of the heart that I felt from the first movie. That aside, it is still a great action blockbuster. It's a wild ride. It keeps you guessing. It's very exhilarating watching all the fighting. So you're going to have a good time either way. I think it deserves a 3.5 out of 5.
That's awesome. Good score. Good score. You know what? What I like about what you've been saying is, as you said, it's keeping you hooked, and that's what's got me intrigued, because I'm thinking there's going to be lots of little twists and things throughout the movie that will keep you on the edge of your seat. So I'm looking forward to going and checking that one out, because I just by the sounds of it, again, for anyone that loves the action, maybe you do like your historical type of movies, this could very well be right up your alley.
Yeah. Like we said, 2.5 hours, but it feels like it flies by. I love when a long movie feels like it's still not long enough, because that shows they just cram as much as they can into that long run time, and it flies by because you're having so much fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Dunk, thanks heaps for checking out Gladiator 2, and that is out right now if you want to go and check that out at the Forum 6 or Odeon 5 Cinemas. If you want to be a Talking Flickster, Forum 6 or Odeon 5, you can go to the websites and register your details, and we'll send you off to a movie for free. I guess, you know, it's one of those weeks where he's not here, but I just keep hearing this.
And then fill in a few little details, and you could be off to the movies on me, because JT's tight and he doesn't pay for anything. So.
yeah, okay. So, well, I didn't have to hear it this week, but I couldn't leave him out. So there you go, Mr. Lee. And the good thing is too, Dunk, I've got his credit card. So
Let's go out. Gonna
have some fun racking up on some subscriptions. Don't ask what they are, because that's for Mr. Lee to find out. But
get YouTube Premium while someone else is paying.
Oh, I'm thinking something heavier than YouTube there, Dunk. Anyway, again, as I said, it's for Mr. Lee to work that out when he gets his bill. Yeah. Now you'll be joining us next week as well. We're doing Wicked, and I cannot wait for this movie. Yeah. Are you pumped about it?
Yeah, definitely. There's nothing better than two movies 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, look, great. We'll be great to have you back next week. And been great to have some professionalism on the show. Thank you very much, Dunk. And
you're welcome.
Maybe Mr. Lee back on Friday. We'll see you at midday for our weekly Talking Flicks podcast. Catch you then.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.